fucking chaos.
We're live from Newport Banking Services on the M1.
Live!
Well, we're live now. By the time this goes out, it won't be live.
Recording live! Live to tape.
Live to tape. Yeah, let's go.
That's what they used to say for the old wrestling shows. It was recorded live to tape. Right, where the fuck is the exit?
If any of you know the exit, can you please tweet that out?
Yep, this is not the exit. Let's go this way.
Do, 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 do.
Exit! Yay!
Yay!
Okay. So, hey Nick.
Hey Carl, long time no see, buddy. Well,
long time no record.
Yeah.
Hey, this is where we came from. Fuck!
This is going circle.
I'm going left.
Okay.
Does that seem like a sensible idea?
Well, you went right last time, but that's where we ended up, so let's go left.
Exit this way, okay, cool.
What a great way to start this.
Well, you know, this is what happens when we just like go, hey, let's record a podcast. Seems we haven't done one. After 50
yards. Have we done one this year?
That's actually made it online.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's my honest to God, like, thing. I honestly don't know if our last one made it online. I think we did at the beginning of the year. Did we do one for Ball4 Mania? Or was that the one that got canned because all the fucking tossers showed up?
That might be the one that got canned because of all the tosses.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome back to the Cult of Wrestling.
Yay!
Carcast special number 2.
It's a good time to do a carcast.
It is a very good time to do a carcast because we're going to go watch some fucking wrestling.
We're going to go watch some fucking Ring of Honor.
Yeah, first time over in the UK for 7 years. And we got tickets.
Yeah, we did. Oh, this is so good. Good weekend for wrestling in total, though.
Yes. Both of us have sort of like been tweeting. Well, not I didn't tweet it. I Facebooked my little.
You Facebooked, I tweeted.
Yeah. Just it is a very, very, like, very good weekend for, especially for UK fans.
For those of you who went to last night's show in Liverpool for Ring of Honor, you would have already started your wrestling weekend. Ours is just beginning.
Yep. So, do you want to run down, should we go run down the things that are going on this weekend? Because there's a lot going on. Shall we start with NXT?
Oh, yes. NXT TakeOver Toronto.
Because to me, that actually seems like, out of all the things that are going on this weekend, okay, I know Ring of Honor is the lowest thing going on this weekend, but we're going to it, so that goes up in the importance factor for us.
Yeah, so NXT TakeOver Toronto, which is tonight.
Yep.
We have Survivor Series tomorrow night.
Yep.
Can I point out, because we complained about this last year, Survivor Series with Survivor Series elimination matches.
Yes, a lot of them.
Oh, it's a 4-hour show, but it might be a 4-hour show that we actually stay awake for.
Well, I'm not going to watch it live because I have work the next day.
I have a flight at like 8 o'clock that day, so I might not be watching it live, but I'll still be watching it at some stage.
Are we good? Then we have, obviously, Ring of Honor and ICW.
Fear and Loathing 9, the biggest show in European wrestling history for 30-plus years.
It's not only that, though. Do you, like some of the facts are that the ICW have a bigger crowd for this than any NXT show. Yeah? ICW have this bigger than any ECW show. They have for this more numbers than, I can't remember what it was now. I think it was when WCW used to come to the UK. Basically, this is like the biggest show in UK wrestling history, apart from when WWE do the O2.
Or Wembley Stadium, if you go back really far.
Oh, yeah. You've probably got more people at Wembley. But this is like a promotion that we've seen in pubs and, well, bars. We've seen them in bars. And they still do these things. And yet they've not sold out the Hydro, but they've got a shit ton of people going up to see them at the Hydro.
Yes. If it wasn't for an unnamed person who's a bastard from Bedford, I would be one of them.
I'll name him Callum. You let Nick down, man. You let him down.
The only reason I am not going to ICW Fear and Loathing tomorrow is because to get from where I live to Scotland, it costs more than I could afford currently.
That's the way life works, though, unfortunately. Because, I mean, that's why I couldn't go, because I was like, well, I can get the time off work, I can do this, but I just don't have the cash for it. So, or when we were looking for tickets, I just didn't have the cash for it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you want to bring up the matches for NXT, and we can run down the card.
Well, yeah, we'll start with NXT. Okay. So, NXT, we have... Let's go with the easiest to predict.
Okay.
We have Mickie James versus Asuka.
Okay. One, loving the fact that Mickie James is coming back into the company.
Yep.
Always been a fan. And rumours has it about this that Mickie James is coming back in, wants to get a full-time job out of this. Did you hear that?
I've heard rumours. Obviously, you hear a lot of rumours nowadays. You don't know if anything's confirmed.
No. Obviously, don't know whether it's confirmed or not like that, but I hope she can go out there. Because obviously, she's older than every girl on the roster. That's the thing.
Yep.
But if she can go out there and really impress and show that she can still go, then I would love to see her sign back onto Raw or SmackDown.
Mickie James has the ability as well. He's equally as good as a face as she is a heel.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that can do it, but not on the big stage.
No, that's the thing. Sort of like, she can walk in. Obviously, she's going to walk into that match with a lot of cheers behind her. And we know within seconds she could be getting booed if she wants to.
It depends. I'm not really unsure the way they're running it at the moment, but I'm pretty sure Asuka's coming into this as the heel.
I don't know. I don't know whether Asuka's a heel or a babyface.
Well, the heel would make sense, considering her biggest challenge, apart from Mickie James, is probably Ember Moon.
Yeah, the women's division on NXT is a bit funny at the moment.
But one of the things that they're looking at, like they did with the Cruiserweight Classic, is to have a women's tournament.
Yes.
So that's where a lot of new faces could come from.
Well, hopefully that'll be the case, and we'll get some... especially some of the UK girls.
Should point out that Nikki Storm is now in NXT, but not actually wrestling
at the moment. Well, no, she's had a couple of matches.
Yeah, but not fully into the division yet. She's only just been launched as part of Sanity.
Yeah. Well, she's been relaunched into Sanity.
Yes.
But
there is a wonderful moment, by the way, when she is revealed as the female member. You can hear somebody quite clearly in the NXT crowd go, "Oh my God, it's Nikki Storm!"
Yeah. But it's also, if they do this women's tournament, I can almost guarantee one person from the UK.
Really, Carl? Who would that be?
Well, Nicholas, it only makes sense to bring over one of the trainer's daughters in Zia Brookside.
Wow. Do you mean the same Zia Brookside that we both suggested for the Empress Pro tournament that was going to win it, and she did?
Yes, that's the same Zia Brookside that we suggested. Yeah, obviously I haven't had the chance to watch her live yet, but she's meant to be very good.
Yeah, well,
so I if they do this women's tournament, I think that would be a real nice thing to do, is bring over Robbie Brookside's daughter.
Well, there's a few faces that you could talk about from British wrestling, but also the unknown names you'll get from elsewhere.
There's a bunch of girls from Japan that they could bring over. Around Europe, around America, there's a bunch of girls that still wrestle with what's the big women's promotion in
Shimmer?
America? Shimmer, there. I was going to say Glow, but I don't know whether Glow is still going.
I haven't heard a lot from them recently, so.
Because I know they were big in the 70s and 80s,
A lot of the women who are involved in women's wrestling in the WWE today were a big part of Shimmer.
Yeah, exactly.
Including the main trainer.
Yep. And that's the thing, that would be a good way to go. Well, we got really off topic with our with our rundown of the card.
Yeah.
Anyway, next match.
Next match. Best 2 out of 3 falls, DIY versus The Revival.
Okay. Where do we go with this? Okay, I think we should just carry on discussing how we've been discussing. Just go off tangent. DIY have fucking really impressed me.
Yeah.
Like, since they put those guys together for the Dusty Tag Team Tournament, that was a year ago now, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Yeah, so a year ago they put these guys together, just like, we don't know what to do with you, we're putting you together as a tag team. And not only have they... So, don't worry, question on mine. they've work as a tag team. They look like a tag team.
But it's just the fluidity in the wrestling. Because the tag team division, again, because of who's been called up,
yeah,
the tag team division is a little weak in NXT right now.
Yes, that is
We'll
true.
Go on to that a little later on when we talk about the Dusty Classic.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's now time that Revival sort of hand over the titles, because I'm looking at next year, they're going to get a call-up.
I think they will get a call-up, maybe after Mania.
And because they're basically a no-gimmick tag team, hopefully they won't get completely buried like the Vaudevillains.
Or like the Club.
Or like
Ascension.
Ascension. They're so buried, I almost forgot their name.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, the fucking Ascension, when they were in NXT, they were fucking killers. They were awesome in NXT. And they were like, oh, let's bring them up. They've got this evil gimmick. Yeah, bring them up and let them do their thing. And then they got squashed.
Yeah, not just squashed. They got squashed by the APA, the NWO, and DX at the same time.
Yep.
Sorry, not DX, the New Age Outlaws. It wasn't DX.
No, no. But, well, they were part of DX. So.
Yeah, but it was the New Age Outlaws specifically, not...
Yeah, but, you know what I mean? It's just like, why would you do that to this team that...
They only had four matches.
Yeah.
It was really... And the Vaudevillains, they were the first tag team to go... that came up and went for the title straight away against the New Day.
Yeah.
And now, no offence to them, but they're losing to teams like Breezango in less than 5 minutes.
But that's because they came up and they went... You know, the problem is with the Vaudevillains, they did this heel gimmick and it didn't anywhere. And then they went babyface when we saw them live.
Yep.
And they got fucking cheered. People loved it. It was really good.
I will say this, it's a very British gimmick.
Oh yeah, they wrestle the British style.
Yeah, it's a very British gimmick. That's why it went over so well.
Oh yeah, but before that, there were still babyfaces in NXT and getting a lot of cheers. And then they've moved up to the main roster and doing the heel version of that gimmick again, and it doesn't get over, because when they were doing babyface version of it, they were like almost hipsters.
And half the thing with the babyface version as well is the intro, which gets the crowd into their match straight away.
Exactly.
Which they've taken away.
Yep. And that's what I think they should redo. They need to repackage them slightly as babyfaces. Fuck you, Eddie Stobart.
Eddie,
still won.
Yeah, so NXT tag team match. Looking at a title change myself.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was a title change at all.
And then we get on to the final of the Dusty Classic.
Yes.
The Authors of Pain.
Yep.
Versus TM61.
Oh, okay. Both of these teams really like the Authors of Pain, their gimmick makes sense. For fuck's sake, Eddie Stobart again. Sorry, we're driving down the M1 and these Eddie Stobart lorries keep just changing lane without really paying attention. The Authors of Pain, big, strong, muscly guys. Yeah.
Yep.
Kicking ass, taking names. Undefeated. And then you have TM61, which I don't know, like, does anybody know what TM61 is?
No,
because I honestly, this is my honest to God thing, I thought it was. I thought it was a Pokemon move.
That makes so much sense.
But I looked it up and it's like some shit one on the Pokemon list. I was like, eh? But that's why I thought it was going to be like Hyper Beam or something like that, like a TM move. I was like, that'd be fucking awesome. And it was like some shit one. And I was like, maybe it's not. So, I don't know. I'd like to know what TM
They are like the underdogs, like an underdog tag team. That's how they're portrayed.
Yeah, but they're portrayed as an underdog. Oh, fuck's sake. I'm slowing.
But, yeah. So they're the babyface tag team, but the Authors of Pain are going to win this. I think this final is a year too early. If this was the final next year,
yeah,
I think we'd all be fairly happy.
That's the thing, sort of like TM61 really haven't done much to prove themselves in the division, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But
saying that, I complained about it last year. I'm happy that the final this year is actually two tag teams, not two put together teams.
Yes, yes, definitely. That makes that does make me happy.
I think what was great last year was you picked the Revival to win it.
Yeah.
And I picked American Alpha.
Yeah.
Now, while we were both very wrong.
Yes. Both went on to do much bigger and better things.
Yes. So very happy with our selections there.
Yeah.
Then we have.
Oh no, we didn't pick somebody for that match.
Oh, I did. Authors of Pain.
Authors of Pain. I'm going to go TM61.
Just to be different.
Just to be different, and because I'd like to actually see them put on a decent match.
Fair enough. Now we go for the one that's probably going to get the most crowd interaction of the whole night.
Yeah.
Bobby Roode.
Glorious!
Versus Ty Dillinger.
10.
So you got 10 versus Glorious.
Exactly.
But more to the point, this is the one that confuses me. The Canadian Bobby Roode.
Yep.
Who should be a heel going into this.
Yep. Well, he is a heel.
Yes, but he's going to compete in Canada.
Canada
are going to obviously cheer him.
Well, he gets cheered anyway because he's got a glorious theme tune.
Yeah. I can't sit here and sing this. I'll be doing it all day. Now, Bobby, I've said quite openly that Nakamura is going to hold the title until they're ready to give it to Roode.
Yeah.
And I still think that. So I think Roode's going over here.
Yeah, it makes sense that Roode would win here. Ty Dillinger is like one of these guys that just puts on a great performance every single time.
Well, he's going to get pushed to the moon now, I think.
I think after this match, this is where he's going to... Like, this is where I wish NXT had a mid-card belt. If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they don't have the Intercontinental or US or whatever.
NXT TV Championship or
that. Well, they don't have TV. It should be the... it should technically be the Network Champion.
Yeah.
Something like that.
They should bring back Zack Ryder's Internet Championship.
No. Just not that version. I would agree with an Internet Championship, but it can't be Zack Ryder's version.
No, just redo the belt, but bring back the Internet Championship.
Yeah.
And then he could defend it on other shows shown on the net.
That's what they're... Exactly, me and Simon were talking about that. Ty Dillinger will be pushed to the moon. He should be mid-card at the moment.
Yeah.
I agree. Bobby Roode. He needs to get pushed up as well. He needs a kick in the arse, like, to prove himself to be the champion, if you know what I mean. So then he'll get called up to the main roster. Because he is... worthy of being a WWE champion. That's the thing. You alright?
Yeah.
You lost something.
My phone.
Your phone? Oh yeah. No, not your phone.
No, I found it, don't worry. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, Bobby Roode, I don't think it'll be next year, but the year after, he'll probably be main roster.
Yeah. So, I think so too.
We'll kind of go with that. Trying to think, is there another match before the main event? I'm sure there is, but I can't think of what it is.
Oh, the girls' match. The 6-6... No, is that on there? Is the 6 man tag team match between the girls on there?
Is it 6 or...?
Because it was going to be... Or is that going to be on a house show?
No, I think it's just those 5 matches. That might still be on the card, but at the moment it's just the 5 matches listed.
I think that might be next week on NXT, the 6 girls tag one.
Yeah. But no, as far as I can see, it's just the 5. So it is Nakamura versus Joe.
I don't know how to call this one, in honesty. In all honesty, I don't know how to call it because Joe should win it. But I don't think he will. If that makes sense. It's like,
I think he will, but he won't win the title. I think we're looking at a DQ. I just think this is a few... There's no one to follow on with from this.
Yeah.
Because they can't go straight to Roode.
No.
So this will continue to a third match, like they did with Balor, where it goes to a gimmick match. Like, I personally would love to see a last man standing match between these two.
Yeah, they could do that.
And that would be the sort of thing it's going to go to. But this, again, I don't see Nakamura losing the belt, but I'm not saying he's going to win.
No. This one's just so hard to call, because Nakamura doesn't look particularly strong as he hasn't really been proven as a champ. If you know what I mean.
The first thing that happened to him when he was champ was that Joe took him out.
Yeah. And he hasn't really done fuck all since then. So it's like, you put the belt on Nakamura because he's popular, but he hasn't really proven himself to be the champion. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that one tonight.
But yeah, I think too,
the match will be kick-ass.
No, it's 2 out of 3 falls, so yeah, that's going to go for a while.
Yeah, that's going to be a long match.
So then we go on to event number 2, although technically event number 4. Survivor Series.
Survivor Series. Well, yeah, we get the big ones out of the way.
I mean, this is good. This is what the Bragging Rights pay-per-view should have been.
Oh, God, yes. Like, you look at this card, and, like, yeah, the Bragging Rights one back in the day, this is what it should have been.
I still love the fact that the Bragging Rights pay-per-view had top 5 SmackDown guys versus top 5 Raw guys. Oh, but wait, because we're also going to defend the belts on those pay-per-views, so then we're going to take out half the top guys.
Mm. Yeah, that
is for example, no offence to him, but once Matt Hardy and I think Arch Truth were on a winning SmackDown team.
Yeah.
Says a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you go for everything. Like, I don't see either singles title that's being defended changing. So you got The Miz versus Sami Zayn.
I do see that changing. I see them both changing.
So you see Raw having both the US and the Intercontinental.
Yep.
And you see the Cruiserweights going to SmackDown.
Yes. Okay. If nothing else, definitely the Cruiserweight going to SmackDown. Okay. Not because I want it to go there, but because it's kind of got to go there. Because, you know, they've got this Cruiserweight show that they're recording now. They're
205 Live.
205 Live. That's recorded on a Tuesday after SmackDown. They've already announced when they're recording it.
So you're already using a bit of logic and inside information to...
Yeah, it makes sense. Sort of like, I said, I don't want it. Like, I don't think it should go there. Because the Raw show is longer.
Yeah.
And kind of needs it. But SmackDown...
But then we have more time for squash matches for Nia Jax and Braun Strowman.
But no, it does mean that the SmackDown belt... Got like Cruiserweight belt goes back on SmackDown, which it kind of always was on.
It was a SmackDown belt.
Yeah.
Same way as the US was a SmackDown belt.
Yeah. Exactly. So bringing the US title over to Raw, no, the Intercontinental one back to Raw, makes sense. But that does mean that the US title will mean less, maybe?
Or they do a unification match and just have the one, but I don't see the point in that.
They're United Intercontinental.
No, they just get rid of one.
The Trump belt.
Like they did with... Yeah, we don't mention his name on this podcast.
What? WWE Hall of Famer Donald Trump?
President-elect Donald Trump, let's get that right. I'm just saying this right now, you were seen on a very specific app for communication wearing a Trump badge.
That was a joke! My sister went to New York and to see my family in Utah, and she bought me a Donald Trump badge because, obviously, being English, we looked at it and went, Donald Trump, president, that will never happen.
Yeah, well.
And we were wrong.
We were very wrong.
We were very wrong. Very, very, very wrong.
But yeah, I mean, there's a Hall of Famer that's going to be US president.
Yeah, Vince will fucking love that.
After 2 miles, keep right.
Keep right.
Towards the north,
okay. Go on, top north.
We're listening, it says, Carl and Nick featuring Sat-Nav. Because every so often she's going to pipe up and just give her input for no apparent reason. But yeah, then we got Team Raw versus Team SmackDown tag match.
Yes.
Now, we've talked about this. I'm hopeful it is that if one member of the tag team gets pinned, the whole team's out.
It is. They've confirmed it. They confirmed that on Raw.
Good. So that means very good match. However.
Well, very good match, apart from the Shining Stars bought their way onto the card.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I'd rather have the Shining Stars on there than the Golden Truth.
I wouldn't!
You'd rather have the Golden Truth?
Yes.
Well, that's where we differ. I can't believe that gimmick is still going. I can't believe they're still wrestling on the main show with that.
I like the gimmick. I think it's a perfect low-card gimmick for a tag team.
And the Shining Stars.
That's a really bad gimmick, full stop. Come to Puerto Rico, we will sell you timeshare.
The Shining Star, the Caribbean.
They're fucking timeshare salesmen! That's a gimmick! Who the fuck thought of that?
It's not the worst gimmick a tag team has ever had.
It's not the worst, maybe. Ooh. I'm trying to think. Can I think of a worse
Breeze one? Angle, Fashion Police.
No, I think that's a better one.
Oh, what bad tag team. Let's see, we're going down a different tangent now. Bad tag teams.
But we'll come back to this later.
Oh, the Teacher's Pets.
Teacher's Pets.
Casey James and Idol Stevens. When they came and, like, Michelle McCool was their manager.
Oh my God. Then,
do you know why I know about that?
Yeah.
Because one half of that tag team became Damien Sandow.
Oh yes. Yes, that's true.
So that's just what, you know, you can do, what good wrestlers can do with bad gimmicks.
Yes. Yes, but not the Shining Stars.
At least the Shining Stars don't have a little bull.
Now, okay, the thing is, the Los Matadors, not a bad gimmick. Having a bull with the Matadors, very bad.
Although the Wii LC match is pure gold.
That is pure gold.
Yeah, I mean, what did we say about this? We said SmackDown's winning this.
Wait, we go through the tag teams.
So, Team Raw is the New Day.
See, the New Day could win it.
Enzo and Cass.
Enzo and Cass not going to win it.
Gallows and Anderson.
Gallows and Anderson are amazing.
Cesaro and Sheamus.
We don't talk about what they do at the moment.
The Shannon's dies.
No! What? Who? This?
Then we have Heath Slater and Rhino. He's got kids, man.
He's got kids. Oh, no, actually, that's a very good gimmick that's going on at the moment.
The Hype Bros.
Yep.
American Alpha.
Yep.
The Usos. And Breezango. Literally, Team SmackDown might as well be called Team NXT.
Yes, that's very true.
Because every single person, with the exception, well, again, Fandango was Johnny Curtis, so it's Team NXT.
That's the thing. So I'm like, I don't know. Both teams are pretty actually evenly balanced if you think about it.
I still think this is the way they're going to push American Alpha.
But they could also go down the same route and push the club.
True.
Because the club need it more than American Alpha.
I'm saying SmackDown are winning because the Raw is for the Shining Stars.
I'm going to say Raw is winning because they have the Fashion Police on SmackDown.
I will say one thing, that's still a better team than Breezango.
Yeah, that's very true. And the Shining Stars.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Your timeshare salesman.
Yes.
Male cheerleaders.
Oh,
that gimmick should not have worked.
No. Male cheerleaders that are back! It's not the fact that they went, okay, we're going to have male cheerleaders, and they stuck them around for a bit too long. And then we got Dolph Ziggler out of it, which was good. But then the fact that recently they've bought back the Spirit Squad and are keeping them around. They're on the tag team scene again, man.
So they had bangers for a bit.
They fought on SmackDown this week.
Yeah, I know. It happens.
Well, they've got kids.
Oh, okay, moving on to the Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Women's 5-on-5.
Women's 5-on-5.
With special team coach Natalia and sort of mascot slash hanger-on Dana Brooke.
I am disappointed this is not a bra and panties match.
I'm disappointed it's not a mud wrestling match.
Mainly, the thing is, I don't know whether this match will be any good, simply because, like, I love women's wrestling, but I like women's wrestling when it's sort of like good one-on-one women's wrestling, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Like this will be, I have a feeling this will be bad and quite short. I don't think they're going to give them any time.
I do, but I think the eliminations are going to come quite quickly for a few of them.
Okay, so we got on Raw, Sasha Banks, Charlotte, Bayley,
Nia Jax, and Alicia Fox.
Okay, Alicia Fox will be out and gone very quickly.
Yep.
Bayley, I reckon, will go out quite quickly as punishment for what happened in London.
Get that right. It was Glasgow.
Oh, was it Glasgow? They
it was Glasgow. It's the SEE.
Hey, we invented that chant, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. And we did it worse than they did. But on the next, if you remember,
that went on forever.
If you remember, Bayley was supposed to be really afraid of Nia Jax, or really like, wary. She couldn't help laughing because we kept going for 5-10 minutes into the match.
Yeah.
Good times.
Good times.
Then you look at Team SmackDown. Nikki Bella. Becky Lynch.
Yes.
Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
Naomi.
Yeah.
And Carmella.
I agree they have the sexier team. What's your point? Obviously Nikki Bella's a big established star on this.
Yes.
Carmella will go quickly. Alexa Bliss, I love Alexa Bliss as a wrestler.
Yeah?
I love her, I really do. I think
we've talked about it before, big fans of what they do with her at the moment.
Yeah. But she's kind of an unproven commodity, so she'll go quite quickly. Becky Lynch will do well. It's a hard one. Win.
One thing we know for certain, we're going to know the result of this match by the result of the other match, or vice versa.
Yeah, I honestly think for this one, it will come down to, I reckon, Charlotte versus Nikki Bella, the two big faces on each company, like the two big names. I'm on the next, mate. I need to move the fuck over.
After 800 yards, keep right, M1 towards.
I'm trying to keep right.
Hey, we made it. Just. Oh, that was fun.
At least I fucking noticed.
You're too busy with this.
No, it's because I was in the left-hand lane for a long time. I didn't see it split.
Then we have Team Raw versus Team SmackDown.
Yes.
We have
Jericho.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins. And Braun Strowman.
Yep.
Who I still think looks like a steroided version of Sam from Game of Thrones.
Oh, we didn't talk about the picture. Have you not seen the picture of Braun Strowman?
Well, he was
Wonder Woman.
No, I haven't seen Wonder Woman.
Oh, look it up! Look it up. Okay, so. Who the fuck is texting me? If it's Gemma, I'm gonna hit her. Georgia.
So you're going to kill your girlfriend, but not Georgia?
No, because I told Jen that she's just to ring me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I can go. Can I go 70 again? Yes.
Oh, it's still saying 50 on the left. It's still saying 50 on the left. This is how often we come up the M1, people. We have no clue. I still love the fact that if you look up Braun, the first thing it shows you is, like, razors.
Well, yeah. Would. There you go, national speed limit.
What the fuck?
Yeah, if nobody has seen this picture, look up Braun Strowman Wonder Woman. It's from a fancy dress party a few years ago. and he looks like a sexy lady.
Wow, that's...
Now, doesn't it ruin Braun Strowman for you?
Just a bit. But remember, he was a Rosebud as well.
Yes, but the funny thing is, the week that got released, obviously it made Bray Wyatt a bit jealous because he released a sassy picture backstage of Raw from when they were on it with him, Stephanie, and somebody else whose name I can't remember. And he was just like pulling a really sassy pose, and I was like, no.
Didn't.
He tries to be all evil, but he's a nice guy.
Okay. So, Raw or SmackDown?
Instinct says Raw. I'm actually going to go with SmackDown.
My instinct says Raw, so I'm going to stay with Raw.
Okay.
Because it's the fact Shane's in the match. I just don't see them winning with Shane in the match.
He's going to eliminate Strowman.
Because The Undertaker came back on Thursday. Oh, sorry, Tuesday now. Tuesday, I saw
exactly. He said, you better not lose.
No, but not just that.
He's coming back!
He's coming back. Why didn't he become the fifth man?
That's a very good point. Did you see the video from after that, though?
Him and Kane?
Yeah. It made my heart smile.
Why isn't Kane on this team other than Shane?
Because Shane's a selfish prick.
Hell, James Ellsworth has won more matches this year than Shane McMahon.
Shane is selfish, what can I say? He's like, oh, that's a Big Show, I'm going to put myself on it.
Remember when Big Show was relevant?
Does Big Show remember when Big Show was relevant? Does Big Show remember whether he was a heel or face this week?
He tosses a coin before every show. And then we have the match that is so hyped up, it can only disappoint. Lesnar versus Goldberg.
Yep. Now, I know, like, Simon's not going to listen to it, so I can say this. Simon is spunking himself over Goldberg being back. And I'm like, dude, he's fucking old. He's 50 in a few weeks' time.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I was really happy when he came back and did the promo on Raw.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Oh, and the second promo they did as well made him look awesome. But, and in fairness, like, Goldberg looks a hell of a lot better now than he did on his original run in the WWE.
Yep.
But it's just that thing of just going,
this is here to set up a match, Shane versus Lesnar.
Shane versus Lesnar?
Royal Rumble, Shane versus Lesnar. Remember at the end of SummerSlam, he F5 Shane McMahon.
But why would Goldberg set it up? Like, unless Shane screws Lesnar over.
Shane's going to screw Lesnar over.
Bold prediction. Then again, it was no more bold than my prediction of Samoa Joe turning up when I said that to you earlier.
Dun, dun, dun.
Come on, you know that would be fucking awesome if Joe turned up, knocked the shit out of both of them, and just was like, oh yeah, now I'm going to take you on at Mania.
Yeah, I'd probably spot myself over that.
But it's not going to happen.
No.
In the makeup.
This, it's via help from Shane. If Lesnar wins this, they've done it just to get the one-on-one.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, see, it's really bad that the main match is probably the one disappointing thing about the show.
Yeah, it is a little bit disappointing.
That doesn't happen often. No. So, we've talked about ICW Fear and Loathing.
A little bit. Do you want to go Ring of Honor first?
I think we should.
Or do you want to serve Ring of Honor for our way back? So we can give an opinion where we're just like, oh my god, that was the best thing ever.
Now, this is only part one of our podcast tonight.
Yeah.
We will be talking a lot more about Ring of Honor on the way back.
Okay, so let's go ICW then.
Now, I still love the fact that they're saying Commissioner Foley will appear, and then when you go into the website, it says via satellite.
Via satellite.
So we will have, first of all, Finn Balor as a guest enforcer for the main event.
Yep.
Mick Foley will be appearing via satellite. We have Ricochet versus Lewis Gervin.
Yep, that will be.
This is one of the reasons I'm pissed off I'm not there.
What, to see Ricochet?
To see Ricochet live.
Yeah. Well, you get to see Will Ospreay tonight.
Yeah, I know. Definitely a plus. Then we have the Zero G Championship Stairway to Heaven match. Lionheart versus Zach Gibson versus Andy Wilde versus Liam Thompson versus blank versus blank. I can almost certainly guarantee you that one of those blanks will be the General Bollocks, Kenny Williams.
Yeah.
They have a show on tonight at the garage. That's where they're going to confirm it.
Yeah.
me personally, I'm going with General Bollocks winning that because of all the shit that's been happening with him and Lionheart recently.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know the ICW well enough at the moment to predict stuff, so I'm just going to give my opinion where I can.
Well, there's a casket match between BT Gunn and Stevie Boy.
BT Gunn.
Yeah, pissed off at missing that. I will say that very much out loud because I think that is going to be brutal.
Is BT Gunn's face now, or as faced as you can be in ECW? No, ICW?
Yeah, no, he's face. Him and Renfrew turned when Stevie Boy and Wolfgang turned against them.
Yeah. And broke up the NA, or your NA, there's still the NAK.
NAK is still around.
Yeah.
It's very weak compared to what it was, but it's still around. Stevie Boy and Kaylee Ray are now the Filthy Generation.
Yeah, that's right.
Just great, but they still need another person in it.
It's great because you want to see Kaylee Ray be filthy.
Oh, she is filthy.
Yeah, filthy lady.
Oh, speaking of, Kaylee Ray is in the triple threat match for the ICW Women's Championship.
Oh,
Kaylee Ray
and Viper. Oh yeah, that's the who they like. You know, when we throw back to a conversation earlier in this podcast, women's tournament Viper.
Yep. But yeah, another one that could easily be taken over.
Oh, she could easily go.
Kaylee Ray already has links with NXT.
Yeah.
This again, like with Goldberg versus Lesnar, this could either be very good or a bit disappointing. Polo Promotions versus Team 3D.
I think it'll be a great match.
I really hope so.
I think it's going to be a great match. Mainly because Team 3D can do their old Dudley's gimmick. Like the old ECW Dudley's gimmick.
Did somebody slay Flaming Tables?
Exactly!
Yay! Oh, it's going to be good. Another one. I've only seen... I think this is the best way to say it. We've seen this man wrestle live once,
yep.
And he won a world title.
Yep.
Joe Coffey versus Kurt freaking Angle.
Yep.
And this is really odd because Kurt Angle in an ICW environment.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. All I can say is Mark Dallas must have some extra cash lying around.
Well, he's obviously taking a gamble, spending money getting Kurt Angle in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He has some extra cash lying around.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to make a bad joke then.
Do it.
Well, what are Scots kind of well known for?
Ooh, whiskey.
What's Kurt Angle kind of well known for?
Ooh.
Drink
broken
driving.
Freaking neck.
Drink driving and doing drugs. And what are Scots known for? Drugs.
Oh. You just lowered the tone of this podcast, and it's pretty low.
Nobody listens to us, sort of like, for our intelligent conversation. If anybody listens to us, it's to hear us talk bollocks. Hi, Varun.
Hi, Varun.
Okay, so yeah, no, I think that match will be actually very good.
Now, then we have Wolfgang versus Trent Seven. Trent Seven has sort of come out of nowhere for me this year.
Yeah, he's sort of like appeared like on the scene and like made himself like popular very quickly.
And Wolfgang has had a fairly lengthy title run.
Yep.
Kind of seen this going that way. But then we have the 100% control of ICW. Literally can't call this. You have Renfrew, Grado, Shar Samuels and DCT.
The Pinky Party.
14 versus Bram and Kid Fight. And it's just, I can't see which way it's going.
Well, the problem is, this storyline's been going on for, what, a year now?
Yep.
And it's been going on back and forth between ICW and the Black Label. And the Black Label kind of getting more and more power as things are going on and trying to push Mark Dallas out. And Mark Dallas scrapes his way back type of thing. So this should...
We'll fucking kill you, you cunts. What a great line.
This should be the end of the feud.
Yep.
This should be the blow-off ICW win, end of the feud. It being ICW, though, they like to do things a little bit differently sometimes.
I could see Dallas like stepping back, still running things, but not being an on-screen presence and leaving things for Red Lightning, my twin brother.
Your twin brother from another mother.
My twin brother from a Scottish mother, yes. I mean, the car looks really good.
It does. It does. I really wish we could have been there, but it just wasn't feasibly possible for either one of us this time.
I still had the same concerns for last year that we all had.
Yeah.
ICW, big arena.
Will it look out of place?
Yeah.
I mean, last year it looked a bit out of place. Woo, we're in Leicester!
Go to Superkick Party! yeah, I mean, ICW, if this does well, I mean, how is Dallas going to top this next year?
The O2 Arena!
He's going to keep it in Scotland, obviously.
Of course he is. I think if they do it again, they're going to go with the Hydro and try to get more people in the Hydro.
Or Hampden Park. Do like when they do it at Wembley over for England. Hampden Park. But in November, it's going to be a bit cold.
Yeah. Exactly. Right, I have to concentrate for a minute. Thank you. Getting off the motorway.
That's all right. Well, we have just arrived in Leicester.
Yes. Oh, shall we end part one here?
We're about to attend a Superkick Party.
Superkick Party!
I will say before we go on to the next bit that three of my favourite tag teams in wrestling at the moment are all competing tonight.
Yeah.
And not only that, one of my other favourites is competing, but not as a tag team. So, like, super excited for this.
It's going to be a good night.
So, we will leave it here. And see you guys on the other side for part two.
Yeah, baby.
Where we talk all things Ring of Honor and review the show we're about to watch.
Too sweet.
So, I've been Nick.
I've been Carl.
And this has been... Do-do-do-ch. Do-do-ch. Do-do-do. Oh, my God!
Take the exit.
The proceeding has been a paid-for advertisement by Nick and Carl.
Welcome to the Cult of Wrestling. I am Carl.
I am Nick.
And we're back in the car on the way back from Leicester with our very special second part of this podcast about Ring of Honor this time.
Yes. First things first, Leicester, sort your fucking roads out.
Oh my fucking God.
Jesus Christ, that was complicated.
I have never been to a town where they're... Ring Road is more complicated than Watford's.
And that is saying something.
Well, Watford's Ring Road is a bit shit. And everybody knows it. But at least it's a proper fucking ring. It's a fucking ring. That's not a fucking ring. It's all over the fucking shop. Dude, Lions, that just nothing makes sense.
So I'm just laughing at how many times you said fucking in
fuck!
That one.
That one's it.
I'm in a sweary mood.
Now, we deliberately did not talk about Ring of Honor in the first part of this podcast.
Yeah.
Carcast, podcast,
podcast. Podcar. Car pod.
But, oh my God, it's been about an hour and 15 minutes since that show ended. My legs still haven't recovered.
That was amazing. I am going on record now, the best wrestling show I have seen live ever.
Nick Jackson tweeted out that if you watch this main event tonight on NXT, they'd be talking about it as match of the year. You need to watch this match.
Like, seriously, this match was... It was unbelievable.
Well, we will get onto it, but we still haven't recovered. But also, we got a lovely picture with Nigel McGuinness.
Yes, yes. Nigel McGuinness was standing outside the toilets.
The turlets.
Basically, we thought we'd go for a cigarette, go back in, see if there's anybody around to say hello to. And yeah, Nigel McGuinness was standing there taking pictures with an old lady
and her two kids.
No, he was talking to the old lady, wasn't he? And it was the woman with her two kids, which the kid caught Adam Cole's T-shirt. And they were talking about that, and after they said goodbye, we just sort of stepped in and just went, Nigel, do you mind if we get a picture with you quickly? And he really, really politely just said, yes, that's no problem.
Nigel McGuinness.
Fucking legend. I got to say hello to Mark Briscoe, as when I went to get some drinks, he was just standing there watching the matches, so I said hello to him. And I got to meet Christopher Daniels again, so that's technically the third time I've met him, because we briefly said hello to him at the Milton Keynes Comic-Con, if you remember.
Oh, yes, yes, we did. Yeah, oh, what a night. Now, we have an apology. Because of the wonderful roads that are Leicester,
yeah,
we did miss Joe Hendry and Jay White.
Yes. What did you just drop?
Nothing. It hit something. It hit my phone.
Oh, okay. I thought you dropped something.
No. It's all good. But so we apologise. We know Jay, you won, so well done.
Yeah. We saw you standing in the ring. That was about it.
Joe Hendry, you know, you had a bit of nasty gash on your back. Stay healthy.
Little about the arena. It was kind of a small arena in fairness. Seems the only shows, well, apart from the ICW shows, we've only ever been to like big arenas. Empress Pro. This was a really decent size to watch wrestling in, because even though we weren't ringside, we were on the second tier. Perfect view of the match. It was brilliant. So well done, Leicester, on having a good little arena to do some wrestling in.
Yep, we appreciated it. I think we should maybe talk about some of the matches.
Maybe. Well, just in case, what we go on about how shit Leicester is.
Yeah.
Leicester lost to Watford today. 2-1.
You odds!
Okay, so.
First match that we saw was Alex Shelley Jay Lethal. How long ago does that seem now?
That seems like fucking hours ago. That match was really good. Really, like, obviously for us it wasn't kicking off. For us it was kicking off the show. Again, two guys that we really wanted to watch live for a long time. So to get to watch Jay Lethal live and hit the lethal injection is just something special.
Yeah, I mean, you know I'm a massive Motor City Machine Guns fan.
Yes, I do.
And you know I was annoyed that I only got to see Sabin when we went to see TNA.
Yeah.
So to see Shelley.
Yep.
Really good. We'll have a few of these throughout this podcast, but a definite good shout was the shout of "Your head looks like my left one."
Yes, to Jay Lethal. There was people kept going on about his hair. Leave the man alone. He had his head shaved.
I think it looks good.
No, I think it looks... But I think his bald head looks better than his cornrows, actually.
Yeah, I mean, really, really solid match from these two. We will talk about something else as well, but we'll leave that for a bit later, about how these guys used to be in TNA.
Yes.
If you notice, they're like the one thing missing from this weekend.
Yes, yes, it is the one thing missing. So, that was a really solid, very, very solid match. Especially, it was a house show, basically. I mean, I know they're broadcasting that on the web. All the matches in London, in the UK are being recorded for the Ring of Honor website. But, you know, for like a lot of people would just call that match, like compare that to the WWE house show. They called it in. WWE called in like the house show matches. This is basically a house show. It was not called in at all.
No, this was first class from start to finish.
Yeah. So, second match up.
Leo Rush versus Donovan Dijak.
Okay, I know this confused you a little bit because you didn't know who either one of these guys were.
Not really, no.
I'd seen them on the last Ring of Honor pay-per-view.
Yep.
And it was fucking amazing. I think in the last one they were in a triple threat match. Same two guys. Man, there were some great things in that match.
Well, for those of you who don't know, and I didn't before tonight,
yeah,
Donovan Dijak is not a small man.
No, he's a
Think of a big, slightly smaller version of Heidenreich.
Yeah, he looks a little bit like Heidenreich.
And that's kind of it, how he looks. But trust me, nothing like Heidenreich in the ring. I mean, this guy, he did a moonsault.
Yeah, it was really fucking unexpected as well. It was just like threw Leo Rush off the apron, and he was on the turnbuckle and did a moonsault. It's like effortlessly, just like, I'm going to do a fucking moonsault to the outside.
Brilliant. In fairness, Leo Rush, not to be outdone, then hit a C4 from the ring apron to the floor.
I know, that was fucking brilliant. The C4 is not used enough as well.
We've seen Kara's finisher until he botched it.
Yep.
But, again, I mean, really, really strong, athletic match. And just, and that was the first match that got everyone off their feet.
Yeah, that really did get everybody standing, cheering.
The first of many, holy shit, and this is awesome chants.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I didn't know these guys before. I won't forget them after tonight.
No, that's the thing. They're, like, a lot of the stuff we saw tonight will be really hard to forget. And we're back down to 50 miles per hour.
Woo, speed restrictions. Stay safe, folks. We're doing pretty well at this point.
Yeah.
And then we get on to a little tag team match.
A little tag team action.
Red Dragon.
Yeah.
Including my friend Bobby Fish.
Oh, do you want to tell that story? You didn't tell that earlier.
Oh, well, for those of you who don't know, I work in a place where get quite a few of the international stars come through. And because they're working over here, they have to sit down and wait to be processed. And luckily for me, on Thursday morning, Bobby Fish came through the airport. Didn't get much time to speak to him because the bosses were deliberating, you know, about how to let him through. But I do know that I got to pretty much run down every single bit of everything I knew about wrestling to my bosses because they knew I was the only person in the office that watches it. Follow M1. I mean, Red Dragon, big tag team.
Yeah.
Probably a bit more like synonymous with Ring of Honor, though.
Yeah.
Would it be Dem Boys?
Dem Boys!
Dem Boys!
Well, obviously, both Red Dragon and Briscoe's awesome TNA and New Japan stars. Seen them wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah.
So, and it didn't disappoint. It really, like, again, another really strong match. Loads of crowd interaction. And I don't know whether it comes across as on TV and stuff as well, but Mark Briscoe is a funny ass dude. He's so funny, but not in a comedy wrestling style way, if you know what I mean.
Just the things he says as he wrestles. And
yeah, just like his mannerisms, and yeah, he did a couple of comedy spots, but a lot of it was just like just really good wrestling. That was a very good match.
Yeah. I could go on and say, you know, it's probably one of the best tag matches on the show. That's not quite true, though.
No.
But then we had a lovely intermission.
We did. We had a lovely intermission.
A.K.A. Fag Break. A.K.A. Carl needs to buy some merch.
I did buy some merch. I did. I bought myself a Bullet Club t-shirt and a Ring of Honor UK Union Jack logo t-shirt.
So success for you. We won't talk about how you almost left it behind at the end of the show.
No, I didn't almost leave it behind at the end of the show and have to run back to my seats and grab it.
But yeah, so, and then I'd say unexpected.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting him to come out, but Nigel McGuinness came out and had a little nice chat with the fans.
Yeah, he did. He did indeed. He came out and gave everybody props and
apparently went to Leicester University.
Yeah. Poor you.
Some of the De Montfort boys weren't happy with that.
No, they weren't.
DMU, DMU, shut up.
University of Hertfordshire, woo!
University of Life, woo! I didn't go to university, I'm stupid. So then we get on to the second half. Now, those of you who listen at the start of every one of our shows know we know a little bit about Kazarian and Daniels.
We may be fans.
We've met them.
Several times.
I have a signed t-shirt from both of them.
You do indeed.
We both have signed comic from them.
Yep, we do indeed.
And apparently Christopher Daniels is now Carl's toilet buddy.
No, you're not my toilet buddy. I met him on the way to the toilet. And in fairness, I was told not to use those toilets. And then I had to go back.
Again, another name that's synonymous with Ring of Honor. Yep. Delirious.
Delirious, yeah.
And possibly one of the funniest gimmicks out there today at the moment.
Dalton Castle.
For those of you who watched Raw in Glasgow a few weeks ago, you may remember that the fans kind of took over.
Yep.
A little bit with the Bailey chant.
Yep.
Yeah, we did the same tonight.
But with Dalton.
So the same Hey Bailey chant, except it was for Dalton.
Yeah.
And that went on for a while.
It did. It was, and we were just talking about this before we were recording. We were saying Charlotte didn't know how to handle it.
She just basically screamed at the crowd.
Frankie Kazarian went, "Hey, I like that chant too, but I got something to say quickly." And the fans just stopped immediately. They were just like, "Okay, say what you want to say, and then we can go back to chanting."
And then, possibly the greatest offer ever.
Oh, to Delirious, yes. They offered him, they said, "We need you to join at the Addiction." And they offered him...
Shoes!
Shoes!
Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with Delirious...
I'm pretty sure everybody should be.
If they're not, Delirious certainly has a way with words.
Yes.
Basically, a typical Delirious promo goes like... Blah, 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 blah. Boop.
Pretty much something like that.
Yeah. And he did not like the offer of shoes.
No, he didn't. And turned it down, and then it was on.
Like Donkey of the Kong.
Like Donkey of the Kong.
Now, this match was a quintessential comedy wrestling match.
Oh, it really was. Like, I honestly thought when this match was booked, I was like, oh, no, that would be a good match. And then because they went comedy style with it, it was brilliant. There was so many, there was a woman a few rows in front of us. I don't know if you noticed her or whatever, but she was obviously there with people. And that was the old lady that Nigel McGuinness was talking to for a little bit.
Yeah.
And what she said to Nigel McGuinness was, "That was very funny." She goes, "I haven't laughed so much in a long time." Brilliant! Like, that's what you want, so like from that matches type of thing. It was brilliant. I don't know what else to say about that one. Like, everybody got involved and did some great stuff.
Now, when he says everybody got involved...
Everybody got involved!
You haven't watched the comedy match until you've seen a referee deliver not one, but two hip tosses.
Yep.
And that was funny enough. But then Kazarian then challenged him to a match for WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
But again, great quintessential tag team wrestling win after the night.
Yep.
Bird, wait.
That's not true.
Before we get on to that, we have Chris Sabin.
Yep.
Versus Adam Cole. Baby.
See, before this, I know you weren't really familiar with Adam Cole that much.
No.
And you kept going, "Why'd you keep going, Adam Cole, baby?" You got it immediately.
Yeah. Now, if you want heel heat, there are two things you need to do. One, the entire crowd shouts your name, Bebe, and then booze you.
Yep.
Second of all, you refuse to throw your t-shirt to said crowd. Your opponent does it for you.
Little kid catches it.
You then proceed to slag off the little kid that caught your t-shirt. And also hope he gets no Christmas presents.
Yep.
That kid got to chop.
Adam Cole. Baby!
Boom. Later on that match. And there was a Santa Claus chant.
Yes.
Baby.
Because literally Adam Cole went, "I hope you get no presents for Christmas." Somebody started going,
"We want Santa."
And then it just took off.
I mean, there's not much more you can really say on that one.
No.
But again, the level of quality in that wrestling match was evident.
Oh yeah, it was that's what you want to say. It's like, it was a quality wrestling match.
And, you know, shockingly, Adam Cole wins.
Well, you know.
And then calls out Jay Lethal.
and then runs away.
Well, London will enjoy that tomorrow night.
They will indeed. And then...
we got to enjoy something even better. Finally seeing the Young Bucks live.
Yep.
Fantastic. Finally seeing Will Ospreay live.
Fantastic. Marty Scurll, we've seen before.
Yeah.
But no, that's still not good. I don't want to say that's a bad thing, because Marty Scurll is a quality wrestler.
To watch the four of them in the same ring, Nick Jackson tweeted it beforehand. If this match was in NXT, afterwards you'd be talking about it as match of the year.
Yeah. And yay, that's the thing.
You need to see this match.
I honestly think they will do a repeat of this match on, or very similar, Will Ospreay definitely, with somebody else versus the Young Bucks on a big Ring of Honor event. Because it was that good.
Right. Super kicks. Check. High-flying action.
Check.
Will Ospreay running diagonally from one side of the ring to the other, jumping over his opponent, over the ring post.
Check.
Yeah.
Fuck.
A mid-air collision from springboard.
Yep.
Umbrellas, more bangs for your buck, super kicks galore, the ref getting super kicked. I mean, what else can you say? This was the best match I've seen live by a mile.
Yep.
I saw Cena and Michaels go for an hour. It completely trumps it.
But I've seen...
it's probably one of the best wrestling matches I've ever seen.
Up until that point, the street fight I got to see in ICW was the highlight for me. This pisses all over it. No, I don't want to say it pisses all over it. But it really does go above and beyond and just shows you what these guys can do. And that... obviously, all wrestling fans, we all watch, wrestling fans watch WWE, we might watch TNA, but sometimes the best wrestling isn't on those shows, it's on the smaller shows.
For those shows, you have to wrestle the TNA way, the NXT way, the WWE way.
This, they just went out, and they just did what they do best.
We left that arena, had a cigarette. Now, I'm not sure if it was from the match or if it was from meeting McGuinness. My hand was still shaking and my legs were jelly for a while after that, because it was just breathtaking. This is why the Young Bucks are, you know, not only Ring of Honor tag champs, the New Japan tag champs.
Yeah.
They're ridiculously good.
They are probably the best tag team in the world at the moment.
And if you don't know what we mean, seriously, just go watch some Young Bucks.
Yeah, just if you're a WWE fan, go watch some Young Bucks. If you're a WWE fan that loves the New Day, watch their stuff with Kenny Omega in Japan, because they've been going back and forth online. Like the New Day and the Young Bucks, or the Bullet Club, have been going back and forth online about who's the better stable, basically. And wrestling wise. Yeah, I think it's got to be
the Bullet Club.
Bullet Club.
Yeah. You could also make an argument for it entertainment-wise.
Well, that's debatable.
I said make a case for it. I didn't say it was. But I've never heard the word suck it used so much in a match. But yeah, all four of you. Again, very, very slim chance any of you will hear this, but seriously, all four of you.
Thank you.
That was so good.
Yeah, just that was the
in
thing.
In fact, Ring of Honor, thank you.
I too on a crew quickly, and I shook his hand and just said, thank you for coming over, thank you for putting on a show. And he was like, you're welcome, the tour is being really well received, we're planning on coming back.
Had to wait 7 years, and now it might be 7 months.
This is the thing, sort of like... obviously, Ring of Honor have got the right idea, though, because they know that wrestling at the moment in the UK is kind of a hot thing. So they're going, well, we're kind of the fucking hot thing. Why let WWE and, TNA didn't even come over this year. Why let WWE be the one that comes over all the time and puts on these matches and gets all the crowds in? We'll come over, see what we can do. And like I said before, we saw a WWE house show. When was that? That was
September. October?
Yeah, it was September 7th, the day before my birthday.
Oh, of course it was, yes.
We got to see that, and it was fucking hot.
Yep.
It was fucking sweaty.
Yep.
It was a nightmare to get to at the O2.
Yep. There was no leg room.
There was no fucking leg room.
Everything was overpriced.
Oh my god. Like, okay, don't get me wrong, the Ring of Honor t-shirts were expensive.
I'm talking about the food and everything
else. Oh man. But you know, I bought, like, okay, another good thing, small arena in Leicester, I bought popcorn and some biscuits. It cost me £1. £1! I paid £4 for a box of popcorn at the fucking O2, and it was shit.
Now, one of the things we talked about briefly on the way back,
yes,
and a bit more detail now,
yes,
the Young Bucks,
yeah,
Jay Lethal,
yeah,
Motor City Machine Guns,
yeah,
and The Addiction,
yeah,
all members of the TNA roster for a while,
yeah. Yeah.
And do you know what? I'm going to include Nigel McGuinness in this.
Oh, yeah, he was
or
there.
Or Desmond Wolf.
Yeah, Desmond Wolf.
Now, his career may be cut short because of, obviously...
injuries, yeah. Yeah,
everything else that happened at the end of his career. However, completely underutilised, all of them. These are people who could have taken your company to that next level.
That's the thing.
And you didn't use them.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we went through it a little bit more. Motor Machine Guns... were used well, but they got that gimmick over themselves.
They got themselves over.
Yeah.
Completely.
A bit more
with Daniels and Kazarian. Their gimmick with Bad Influence, they got over themselves.
Yeah. Well, we think so. I mean, they've got to sort of like do now, and be just as popular.
When Jay Lethal came out of the comedy character Black Machismo, they didn't use him.
That's the thing. So, like, when he was doing the comedy stuff, it was okay. He came out of doing the comedy stuff in TNA, they didn't use him, he went back to Ring of Honor and became their champion, rightfully so, because he's a fantastic wrestler, and I am surprised that the WWE haven't put at least, I don't know if they have put feelers out to him or not, but if not, it's like one of those things of going, he could easily be an NXT champion. And then move on to the main roster.
Add on to all that Adam Cole.
Yep. Exactly.
And this is the thing. When you watch shows like tonight, do you want these guys to go to WWE at least a little bit stifled?
No, that's the thing. Like, I don't want to watch a watered-down version of that, if you know what I mean.
Well, go with the obvious. The Young Bucks wouldn't be allowed to use their finish.
No. No, exactly, yeah. I know there was rumours about it a little while ago that the WWE are obviously trying to get more people... Like, people have subscribed to the network and their numbers are not really increasing anymore. Because obviously everybody that wants the network has got the network. So they had an... this rumour was being floating around and it's kind of been confirmed that there's this idea that the WWE network will kind of become a... or could be... a wrestling network and actually get Progress Wrestling in the UK on board, maybe ICW, because they've got stuff.
There's a business relationship there now.
Yeah. And work with Ring of Honor a bit more because they're friendly with Ring of Honor, and get all that programming on the WWE network and make a central place for all this stuff to be viewed. That would be amazing, because it means that us lonely English people who don't really get to watch the Ring of Honor stuff could be watching it could be watching their TV program every single week. And I would love that. I would prefer that than any of those guys going up to the main roster.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, I mean, that's... I mean, Ring of Honor, thank you so much for that. It's definitely the best show we've seen.
Yeah, brilliant.
And we really hope you come back.
Yes, if they're coming back, we are going to get front row tickets.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Ring of Honor stuff.
Yeah. How many times did I say fuck?
I don't know. Oh. We didn't have a fuck meter.
Oh, we need a fuck meter.
That might be a different kind of meter, though.
Yeah.
Giggity. But, I think we'll leave this with I've been Nick.
I've been Cole.
And this has been
The Cult of wrestling.
Baby! Boom! 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 Boom!